Hosanna!
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is the King of Israel.
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord.
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Hosanna!
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna!
Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest.
Jesus, the prophet, hailed in joy and triumph. After his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables, the money changers, and the benches of those selling doves. And he spoke to them, saying,
"It is written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you are making it a den of robbers."
The blind and lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. When the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and heard the little children praising him in the temple with shouts of, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what the children are saying?" they demanded. Jesus replied,
"Yes. Have you never read, 'From the lips of children you have ordained praise'?"
Jesus the teacher, object of purest praise.
Amen.
Early the next morning, Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and elders of the people came to him once again asking, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied,
"Love your Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
Jesus, the priest, showing how to love the Father. After leaving the temple, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of a man known as Simon the leper. While there, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on him as he reclined at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were outraged and asked, "Why this waste? This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them,
"Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth. Wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her."
Jesus, the beloved, anointed, blessed, prepared.
Still it on the master.
The time of the feast of the Passover had come, and Jesus was in the upper room with the 12 disciples celebrating together. Jesus reclined at the table saying,
I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body that will be broken for you. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which will be poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
Not understanding the significance of all that was happening, a dispute arose among the disciples as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. Jesus said to them,
The king of the Gentiles lorded over them, but you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the least, and the one who rules like the one who serves. Who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves.
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up and removed his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. He poured water in a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him. When Peter tried to prevent his master from washing his feet, Jesus rebuked him gently.
You do not realize what I am doing now, but later you will understand. Unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
Jesus, the servant, remembered, revered, betrayed. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people both the chief priests and the teachers of the law met together, and Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Christ," they said, "tell us." Jesus answered,
"If I tell you, you will not believe me, and if I asked you, you would not understand. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God."
Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He claims to be Christ, a king." So Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
"You are right in saying that I am."
Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, "You have brought me this man as one who is inciting rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and release him."
With one voice, they cried out,
"Away with this man!"
Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appeared before them again. But they kept shouting,
"Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!"
With loud shouts, they demanded he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand and surrendered Jesus to their will.
Triumph turns to tragedy.
Praise turns to persecution.
Blessing to betrayal.
Remembrance to rejection.
The servant becomes the sacrifice.
Jesus, the Son of God, forsaken.
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 Thank you.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled the stone from the tomb. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. And the angel said to the women,
"Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
So the women hurried away to tell the disciples, afraid yet filled with great joy.
Tragedy turns to triumph.
Weeping turns to joy.
Jesus, the Savior, once forsaken, is alive forevermore.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mike, come on. Wow, what a thrill. What a thrill this has been. First of all, real quickly, I want to thank some folks over here. First of all, most of all, we want to thank you.